The Marine Toys for Tots program has got a long history. It began in 1947 when a single campaign was conducted in Los Angeles by a reserve major by the name of Bill Hendricks. He and his Marines collected, in 1947, about 5,000 toys, and on Christmas Eve, in their dress blues, delivered the toys to war orphans and less fortunate children in the Los Angeles area. News of this Toys for Tots campaign got back to the headquarters Marine Corps, and the Commandant directed that the next year, 1948, every reserve unit in the country would conduct one of these Toys for Tots campaigns. The Commandant saw this as a great way to maintain contact with the American public. Obviously, the Marine Corps had acquitted itself quite well during World War II, and you know, the Commandant just wanted to make sure we stayed in contact with the American public and also saw the great goodness that came to the less fortunate children that benefited from these toys. So that started the program, and over the years, it's grown dramatically, of course, and this year, we're actually conducting 760 campaigns in big cities and small towns all across the country, covering all 50 states, helping to bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
What happens once we donate a toy? Tell us, once we put the toy in the bin, what happens to that toy after that?
Okay. Well, just about this time of year, the bins are getting pretty full, and it's getting close to the point where the coordinators have got to bring the bins in to our warehouses, which are located in each community. They sort the toys by age and gender to make sure the right toy gets to the right child, and then we begin the distribution process. And here we use everything from local social agencies to help from churches, from police departments, to identify those families in the community that might need help. And then, of course, the toys are distributed to them and to make sure that the toys do get there before Christmas morning so that when the children wake up, they either think Santa Claus has not forgotten them or mom and dad are taking care of them during tough times.
How does a parent, how does a family become eligible for a Toys or Tots gift?
Generally speaking, as I said, we use social agencies to help identify families that need help. If a family feels like that maybe they're not on the rolls of one of the local social agencies, they can go to our website and click in their state and community. It identifies who the coordinator is, and there's a process they can go through to request toys for their family.
If someone wants to make a financial donation, is that accepted?
It certainly is. In fact, at this time of year, as we begin to pull in the collection boxes, the best thing that one can do if they want to support the program is to go to our website, which is toysfortots.org, and there you can click the donation button. Donations we receive are used to purchase toys in bulk at greatly reduced prices. And we use those toys to help shore up campaigns that may be running short of toys, particularly toys for certain ages or certain genders.